tantrums. The dreaded tantrum. The best case scenario with tantrums is that you and a parent have a plan ahead of time, you're aware of the child's triggers and can spot them, de-escalate the situation with some calming breaths, a change in activity, a reminder of the reward or a different tool, and you've avoided the tantrum. A more realistic scenario is that you prepare ahead of time with parent, we see the tantrum coming, it begins or occurs, and then we help them calm down with the above techniques to post-tantrum. The worst case scenario, however, would be that we don't prepare, so we don't see it coming, we can't anticipate a length of time, and we don't know techniques to calm them down. So let's try to prepare for them. In your collateral with parent, talk about a game plan. What are some known triggers for our client? What will parent do if she starts to identify the triggers? What about the therapist? What usually calms the client down? Who will guide the calm down process, the parent or the therapist? You want to have an idea of what the order of operations will be and who will be doing what, because like we just said, something like that is probably going to happen at some point in session. And remember, you know stuff about your client. Pull out your list. What has helped or worked in the past, and how can we recreate it? It's important to communicate and anticipate that tantrums can occur during these phone calls because they likely will at some point. There's a change in therapy, there's added stress from coronavirus-related things. So realistically, we're preparing to catch the tantrum before it happens and help de-escalate, not anticipating for it to never happen, but just to find a better way to control and minimize the effects of it.